Hey, 242ers. So this is my check-in on March the 16th on, and a little bit of a talk about the 242 plan as we're moving forward. So crazy time. Number one piece of advice I would tell you is don't panic, and that's what it says, do not panic. We're going to get through this just fine together. We're going to have to feel our way through it and try to figure it out, but don't worry about it. I think we're going to be successful off of this. So my goal for this last 6 weeks is that we have to talk on a few different topics. We've talked about those. The last time I saw you on Wednesday, we talked a little bit about needing to talk about threads and sockets and as we're moving forward. And so we need to get some labs in and have those. So my main goal here is going to be to touch on some of the different libraries that you're going to need and those topics that you're going to need, like things like threads, and put those into short little lecture notes and post those lecture notes PDF form on the website. So you'll be able to click those and download them to whatever device you want to use. And then also include some short audio clips, which are maybe me talking like this a little bit more about what it is and those kind of podcast format. So you get a chance to look at those and look at the notes kind of as I'm talking through it, and you can maybe think a little bit about what I'm thinking about or get a little bit of what I'm thinking about as we're going through. So the plan really is to hit those libraries that we need, that you're going to need for 442 in the future, and get you into a place where, okay, here are the notes that we need to kind of go along with that. So not expecting to have too long of things and on any day, but something small, short, and maybe some examples. Communication-wise, I'll email you the important things. Canvas will be the place for the grades that we have. Of course, a course website for the project. So as we're going forward, we'll have a project on processes, and we'll have another project on threads, and then finally we'll have a project on sockets. So that's kind of the future here. We've got the library, the file library one that's going right now, that's due in a week from on the 23rd, so a week from Monday, the day that this is supposed to go out. So the places that you can communicate with me, send emails. If there's important information, we can send emails, and I will send them out, especially if something is changing dramatically. Also use the Slack channel. So if you're not on Slack, please get on Slack. It's probably the easiest way for you to ask me a quick question, and so we have that set up so we can bang kind of back and forth off of that. And I like that because all of my classes are right there. And it's an opportunity for you to post something that maybe is going to be useful for everyone in the same place, so I can answer it kind of one time. So just a little bit faster to be able to use. So that's a great place for you. I've had a few people do that. If you've got specific individual questions, you can just direct message me as well on there. And we'll try to get back and forth on that. My goal for that is to kind of set aside the lecture time and try to check Slack regularly during what would be our traditional lecture time. So sort of office hours via text in there. As we move forward, maybe it'll still work out for us to have to get back. I'm hoping that this is only about 10 days. And if that's the case, then maybe we'll be able to, as some restrictions are lifted, we'll be able to have actual late night office hours or in-person face-to-face office hours. And if it's not, we'll try to work out maybe something from virtual office hours. So projects, I already mentioned them, that we're still going to have them. We're going to try to get those last three projects in before the end of the term so that we have those pretty checked off nicely. And then from that, as we're moving forward, there's still quizzes that we need to do. So my goal for this is to put those quizzes either up on Canvas or the website, and maybe using hand-in, like something small, or posting some code on the website, or posting code that you would submit on Canvas in a Canvas assignment. So those would be small things that are focused back on the lecture topics that we have, or writing some small example. I would only do those Monday, Wednesday, Friday during when class was, but I'll give you the kind of the entire day so that as this is asynchronously going on and people are getting this at different times, you'll have the opportunity to actually finish that. So that checks off a couple of the categories Finally, the exam. I have no idea how to do this. Part of the exam is kind of the time pressure of having to do the exam in a shorter time period and it being closed book. So if I was going to do this entire class online, I would have either made it a take-home exam, which is like, how do you do that when you're at home already? So, you know, the idea of that might be that it's a little bit more extended time and a more of a little tiny project that's due in that extended time. Or it might just change into just having another project that's the dedicated exam project. I don't know what I can change about this due to the some rules that have to be set up and followed on these. The administration needs to clarify what we can and can't change about the syllabus, and I'm kind of stuck on that. Hopefully we're all just back here and we just have a regular exam, but that's the one area that we'll have to worry about kind of making a change. So again, don't panic on any of this. You're still a student. Do a good job. Do your job as a student. Check the website. Check your email. And when you have questions, ask them either via email or on the Slack channel, and we should be able to get through this. I think everybody will be just fine and will be successful. And I'm hoping that I'll see you all again soon. And I'll talk to you later.